After the farm, I went to Clontarfern for a season at stocking.
Just the one?
Yeah, the old Jimmy. I was pony man. You see, in those times, I mean, nowadays, a chap will go out and his stalker will come along and he say, right, and the stalker will swing the rifle on his shoulder and the guest will walk out and they'll walk out and will drive out in an Argo now and spot a beast, maybe call 100 yards, and even here if I've got a road that can go round, they'll shoot it out of the bloody windows rather than, you know, it's so different.
So what happened then?
But in the old days, the old way was, you were the pony man to start with, and then maybe after a year or two, you might have got on to be the rifleman. You carried the rifle. You walked with the stalker, and all he had to do was have his walking stick and his spying glass, and he spotted the beast. He told the guests what beast was shooting them, and the rifleman carried the rifle, took out the sleeve and handed him the rifle. And then gradually, the next step would be up. You'd be under stalker, but there was always a pony man, a stalker, a rifleman, and the guest. That was the party that went out.
Four.
The guest might have had somebody with them or whatever, you know, but there was never less than four people went out.
And that was the deer stalking.
The better the pony, the better, you know, if you had a really good pony.
Because you had to put the deer on the stag.
Put the stag.
The pony was to carry the stag away.
Yeah. But I remember when I was in Clontarfern, there was tenant, you know, the stock in on. Wells had the stock in the estate, but he would let it out to tenants, you know, and they would come maybe for a month or a fortnight or whatever, and they would take all their entourage and everything with them, their chauffeur and butlers and cooks and whatnot. So we went up to, we were out shooting grouse this day. The tenant says to Jimmy Geddes, "Geddes, can we shoot hares today?" And, no, sir. Oh, damn. I do like jug hare. I would love to get hares for coot to shoot the jug hare. But anyway, Jimmy says, "Well, I'll tell you what, don't shoot them on the way out. On the way back, you can shoot six hares. That's two each for the gillies to carry." Mm-hmm. And it's because it's damn heavy killing hares all over the bloody hell all day. Mm-hmm. So, fair enough. So he came back and he had these hares and hung them in the larder. And they hung in the larder. And they hung in the larder. And Jimmy didn't throw them out, you know. So, and there was heaps of maggots in the floor. Jimmy says to the tenant, "You know, what are you going to do with that hair, sir?" I says, "They're absolutely moving me. Maggots, maggots just ripping off them." Are they that bad, Geddes? "Oh, yes, sir. Oh, no, you couldn't eat them." He says, "They're just, the maggots has chewed up the flesh and everything." Damn it. I was looking forward to my joint here. So, anyway, give them to the dog, said Jibs. Give them to the dogs. Oh, no, 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 sir. I don't want to give them to the dogs. Not during the season. He wanted to put it off, you know, in a nice way. Not during the season, in case the dogs got sick and, you know, we couldn't take them out to work. Oh, yes, of course. Well, just put them down to the boys in the ball field. It was unbelievable, but that was, as I say, it was, you were treated worse than an animal, really. Yeah, yeah, it was just, that was the way they looked on it. I mean,
so when you come to the grouse shooting, how did that work? How many people would be involved on a grouse shoot?
Well, again, you see, It depended on whether it was driven grouse or walking up grouse.
Okay, you tell me.
If you were walking up grouse, you would have the keepers. There was Finla, and there was Jimmy. There was three keepers.
Three keepers of Courtney Fern?
At Courtney Fern at that time. And there would be two, and then there was the pony men. And so that was myself and another lad who was a doctor lad, he was a student, and Jock Hendry. He was a rifleman, and then you would maybe so you would all walk, you'd have maybe eight guns as well, so you would a guest, a keeper. So you were all spread out.
Was this behind the butts?
No, there was no butts.
No butts?
No. So you walked up on the grouse, up the hill or downhill, whichever way. You'd make sure the dogs weren't running away into them either. You had to, walking up was walking, although it was walking up, it wasn't walking up the hill or what. It was just walking onto them. And then when a cubby got up, the line stopped and the guests took their shot, and then the dogs went out, picked up the birds, and then you walked on again, so forth.
And did the ponies have baskets for the birds?
Yeah.
How did they carry them?
They were the panniers.
Panniers.
It was a big basket on each side, but quite often if you were like walking up, maybe somebody would have to go home, depending where you were, somebody maybe have to go home and get the Land Rover. Land Rover would be taken so far up the hill, and then the person would have to go home, get the cook and the butler to take the guest lunch out. And they would have,
and the
guests would be sitting there, hip, and the butler was coming out with the silver tray and the sherry and port and what have you, their sandwiches, and sitting outside, the keepers would be soaked outside.
Keepers were left outside.
Yeah.
And what was the other way?
The other way is driven grouse.
Driven.
Yeah. Again, it was, you had, say, ten was generally the rule, 10 guns, and they were put into a bat. And then the line of beaters went out, and they lined out facing the line of bats that was going up, and they facing them, and they drove the grouse, and as the grouse flew over,
yes,
they were shot, they weren't picked up afterwards, they weren't picked up as they were shot. It was only once the drive came in, then you went out and picked up the birds that were shot. You didn't, like, say, walking up, a covey of grouse got that, maybe two or three birds came down in that covey, you stopped the gun and picked up that birds and then carried on the next bit. But with that, if you shot two or three birds, you left them where they were until the drive came in.
Because of the danger from the shooting?
Well, not really.
No?
I mean, the whole thing was because they didn't want to hold up the shooting.
No.
It had to be continuous. Yeah.
It was a good day. You had to carry a lot of grouse.
Oh, jeez, right. There were some keepers were tricky devils, you know. You get a gun and he would shoot, maybe not getting a lot of good, not shooting. Oh, I've got one down there. And the bird never came down, but I mean, he had to be convinced he got one. And so the keepers would go and look. And then slip the hand into the poacher pocket, drop the grouse, and then walk on. The dog, oh, we've got it, sir.
You have to keep them happy.
So it was keeping them happy, but it was also getting on with the job. There was the flankers, but they went out in the sides, like, but mostly they were the keepers, you know.
The keepers did the flank?
Yeah.
Yes.
They would walk out from the bats out the flank.
Yes.
They would come in and they would pick up and empty the grouse off the bat and put them into a game bag. And then they were carrying them to the ponies when the next drive was going out.